ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. The Mishnah starts on Pei Aleph from its base. Hagoyne Vesakazvo, Vamekalil Bekoisim, Vahaboy Laramis, Kanoim Poigimboy. We find in this Mishnah a few various of Kanoim Poigim, which have the Oynish of Kanoim Poigimboy. One of these Averis is Boil Aramis, says in the Mishnah, Kanoim Poigimboy. Now in the Mishnah we only find this way around, that means a Yisrael whose Boil Aramis is Kanoim Poigimboy. What will be the Aloha the other way around, a Yisraelis Hanivelis Legoi? A Yisraelis who is Niveles Legoi, does she also have this Aloha of Kanoim Poigimboy? The Modcha in Yevomis Perik Achilitz brings down B'shem Rebbe Avraham HaGadol, a Yevoma who her husband died, a woman her husband died, and the brother of the husband was a Muma who has a din of a Goy, and is she chayiv to do Chalitza from this Muma, the brother of the husband? Says Rebbe Avraham in the Budan the Modcha, that's a tamer to go and say that this Yevoma is chayiv Chalitza from this Muma, because this Muma has a din of a Goy. Because he's got the Muma, he has the din of a Goy. And the Aloch is the Kanoim Poigimboy. Because just like we find in our Mishnah, that Boyel Aramis is Kanoim Poigimboy, is who had the other way around. Similarly, the other way around, Yisraelis Hanif Eles Legoy is also going to be the same Aloch of Kanoim Poigimboy. And therefore, if this Maise Averia is Mechayev Oynish of Kanoim Poigimboy, there's no, it's a tamer to go and say that she's going to have Chalitza from this Muma. Similarly, if she falls in front of a chayv krisis, we find in the Mishnayot in Yevomos that she is potter from chalitza. It's the same din if she is now in front of a brother of the husband who is a muma. Also, she's not in chalitza because it's also got din of a erva because of the aloch of kanoim poigimboy. The Neid Biyuda in Madur Tinyona, Evan Ezasim in Kufnun, brings down that the Beis Yosef in his tshuva in the Chizgitin says on this Tshuva from the Modcha, which is quotes from Rebbe Avraham HaGadol, that a Yevomo shenof lo liflei mumah does not need chalitza because kanoim poigimboy. Says Beis Yosef, he lo yishamanu b'shum mokoim. We have not found such a halacha anywhere that the halacha of kanoim poigimboy is said by an Yisraelis haniv eles legoi. All we have found is our Mishnah of a boy laramis kanoim poigimboy. But the other way around, Yisraelis haniv eles legoi lo yishamanu b'shum mokoim. Hamemes Rebbe Chonon Wasserman in Kovitz Oris, Simla Medvov, Sikotten Hei, says that Mefurish Ramban in Turis Odom, Shara Sakona, that the Issa of Boel Aramis, Kanoim Poigimboy, is only by Boel Aramis, but Israelis Haniv Eles Legoi does not have the Aloch of Kanoim Poigimboy. And so says the Ran in Daf Ein Dalet, Omed Aleph, before in Sanhedrin Ein Dalet Omed Aleph, that there's no din of Kanoim Poigimboy, only by Boel Aramis, not by Israelis and Eveles Legoi, and not like the Modcha B'Shem Rebbe Avraham. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand what tak is the difference. Why do we find this Halacha Mishmei Sinai dafka over here by Kanoim Poigimboy, by Yisrael, HaBoel Aramis, and not the other way around, Israelis and Eveles Legoi? The Beis Yosef over there in the Tshuva, which the Neid Ruda brings down, says that the reason why Israelis and Eveles Legoi does not have Halacha of Kanoim Poigim is because the Yisraelis, who is she's the Niveles, is only Kakarka Oilom. Like we find in the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubas, that Yisraelis HaNiveles is not doing the Maisa Bia, she is only Kakarka Oilom, and therefore she does not have the Chimer, the stringency of having the Aloch of Kanoim Poigimboy. The Neid Biyuda, in his Tshuva over there, asks on the Beis Yosef, that even though we find the Aloch of Karka Oilom by Yisraelis HaNiveles Ba'oynes, this is only when it's a Oynes. When the Israelis was forced to this Maisa Bia, then we look at the Israelis like a Kaka Oilam. But any time when the Israelis is doing it Mirtzoino, and Behanor, and Bekavonoso, and she's doing it Bedafke, she wants to have Hanor from this Maisa Bia, then the Aloha is, V'nichrusu Hanefoshis Ha'oisis. We look at the Israelis that she's doing the Maisa, just like the Boil, the Israel who's doing the Maisa. So Israelis Hanif Eles Legoi, in this case, where the Rabban and the Ran hold that there's no aloha of Kanoim Poigimboy, it is fair to go and say the reason why there's no Kanoim Poigimboy is because it's a Karka Oilom. Because in this case, there will be no halacha of karka ulam since he's doing a berotzen. The Negbuda suggests the reason why we find the din of Boil Aram is Kano and Poigimoy and not the other way around, the Israelis and Evelis Lagoi, like the Ramban and the Ran say, is because the Rambam in Isuri Bia Patriot base halacha Zayin says, even though this Avera of Boil Aramis does not have a chiyuv, a oynish of Mises Bezdin, it only has a din of Kano and Poigimoy, but a person should not be makel on this Isra at all. Ali who often ze kalbeinecho, sheyesh hefsid godoil, because this avira, this elva of the Goya or Boil Aramis has a hefsed godel more than we find in any other elva. Because the ben min hagoya einoi benoi ve'einoi bichlal Yisrael. The halacha is that a ben habomin from a Goya is not called his child and it's misyaches boss of the Goya and he does not have a din Yisrael. So therefore, says the Neid Biuda, maybe this is the chima of Kanoim Poigimboi. And Mamela Dafke in this way, where the Yisrael is a Boil Aramis, where the children are going to be Goyim, Mimisiachis, boss of the mother, and not after him, therefore has a Chimah of Kanoim Poigimboi. But Yisraelis Hanivelis Legoi, where her children are going to be called Yisraelim, who are Misiachis, Acha, the mother, there does not have the Issa, the Chimah, Ha'oinish of Kanoim Poigimboi. Similarly, we find this far in Iran, in Dafayin Dalid, he says that the Ben is always Nimshach, is always follows after the mother, and therefore when the mother is a Goya, we're scared that she's going to be mechanech her children to Avodah Zarah, and therefore has a chima of a Boil Aramis, Kanoim Poigimboi. But Yisraelis and Evelis Legoi, since the mother is Yisraelis, does not have this chima because there's no chashash of being nimshach after the mother, following the mother to Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah continues on. Koin sheshimish betuma ein echo vakoyen yemavin oitzel lebezdin, ele pirchi kohono metzin oitzel chutz lahazore, umafzin es moichoi begzirin. The pirchi kohono used to take him out of the Hazore. Now this loshen of out of the Hazore, in the Ran later on, daf pei beis omed beis, asks that the chutz lahazore is not enough, because the Mishnah says in Kelim, perik aleph Mishnah ches, that Tommy Mace is not allowed to enter even the chil. The chil is the mokum which surrounds the Beis HaMikdosh, a Tomei Meis is not allowed to enter. So asks the Ran, why did the Echad HaKoyanim go and take out the maid, the Tomei Sheshimish, and kill him outside, Chutz La'azor, which is outside Ezes Yisrael? L'chir, they have to take him not just outside Ezes Yisrael, they have to take him outside Ezes Noshim, and outside the chil, all the way into the Har HaBayis, in order to kill him outside. Because in the chil itself, there's an issue to go and kill. Because the Zayitza in the Mishnah says, also Likonis, even a Tommy Mace is not allowed to come into the Chil, it's Kol Shekein, a Mace himself shouldn't come into the Chil. It says the Ran, the Bemis, you have to say it, Lav Dafka, the Loshna Mishnah, and the Mishnah which says Chutz La'azor does not mean Chutz La'azor of the Ezes Yisrael, it means all the way out into the Har HaBayis. And as Ishtay also in Tosfos Zvachim, Daf Lamed Beis, Med Aleph, that the Chutz La'azor is Lav Dafka. And Bemis, the Mishnah Melech is Medaik, like this in the Rambam, in Bias Mikdosh, Peg Dalet, Halacha Beis. The Rambam always quotes the Loshon of the Mishnah, Kipshutoi, like it says always in the Mishnah. And over here, the Rambam changes, and the Rambam says the Loshon of Mitzin Oisei Lechutz. The Rambam doesn't say Mitzin Oisei Chutz La'azore. Says the Mishnah Melech, the reason is because the Rambam holds that the Loshon of Chutz La'azore is Lav Dafke, and we have to take him all the way outside till the Harabais, because there's a Loche that Tommy Mace is not allowed to enter the Chil, and Kolshkin is not allowed to enter the Ezes Noshim, and if a Tommy Mace is not allowed to, Kolshkin the Mace himself is also not allowed to. But the Ran later on in Pei Beis Umad Beis says that it could be, since this din in the Mishnah in Kelim, that Tommy Meis is not allowed to enter the Chil, it's only Midrabonon. Meila could be over here because we have a din of Kanoim Poigimboi and they were the Echad HaKoyanim want to kill this Tommy Sheshimish. They were Loi Gozru, the Chazal and Goyzer over here on this person who was Meshamish Betuma, and they allowed him to be killed already straight away, as long as it's not in the Mokum, which is also in Atiria, to be the Betuma. And therefore, once he's out of the Ezes Yisrael, where there's no Issa min Atiria, there's only also Midrabanan, therefore we can kill him already in the Ezras Noshim, and as long as Chutz La'azara is Meduyuk, that you can already kill him over there, because the Mokum Zeh Loi Gozru. Tosfos in Yevamos, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, brings out for the time in a different answer. That the Tosfos Rabbi Natan wants to say that even though there's a Mishnah, which the Mishnah says that there's a Dimud Abonon in the Ezes Noshim, that you're not allowed to, Tommy Mace is not allowed to come in, says Tosfos, this whole din is only to bring in the Tumah, to go and enter into the Beis Hamikdash into the Ezes Noshim Betuma, that Tommy Mace is not allowed to come inside. Already from the Chil, already he's not allowed to come in. But there's no din that someone who's already Tommy is Mukhiv to go and leave, to go and leave and exit the Ezes Noshim, to go out of the Ezes Noshim. Even though in a place where it's not allowed to be them in that area, then Avad the Aloch is, it's not just you're not allowed to enter there. If you became Tommy, you have to leave immediately, you have to go straight away out. But over here in Ezas Noshim, says Rabbi Natan, the whole takona of Midrabanan was, you're not allowed to go and enter. But once you were inside, then you're allowed to go and stay inside, and you're not allowed to leave. And therefore, the Echva Kohenim were allowed to go and kill him, even if they weren't going to be taking him out all the way, because the tumor didn't come inside, and therefore you're allowed to go and kill him already in the Ezas Noshim, which is only also Midrabanan to go and enter the Ezas Noshim. But to go and, you're not allowed to go and take out the tumor from the Ezas Noshim. But the Emes places in Pesachim the static base of Adalif is Mavur, that even if you'd say like this Chiddush of Rabbi Natan, that the Gzeir Midabon and Ezas Noshim was in order to go Mimachnis Tumah, in order to go and enter. The Tumah is not allowed to enter, but you're not Mechuyiv to go and take out the Tumah. Afilochi over here, the Koyanim had to go and take out this Tommy Sheshimish all the way outside till the Arabais. And the Svar is, because even though you're not allowed to be enter, the whole Issa is only in order to be Machnis Tumah, but you're not mechuyev to go and take out tumah. But over here, by the mere act of killing him, is an act of being machdis the tumah. Because before he is not tumah, and now you make him into a mace who's going to be tumah. It's called the act of achnosas tumah. And therefore, there's no heter to go and be machdis, to go and kill him here in Ezas Noshim. And you have to go and take him all the way to Harabais. Not like Rabbi Natan, who he holds that this is not called achnosas tumah. As if you're going to be, if he's going to die over here, you're not mechuyev to go and take him out. Only someone who's tumah is not allowed to enter. And Tosis and Pesachim is mashma that you're mechuyev to go and kill him all the way to outside in the Har Habayis because he's not allowed to enter the chil, because the mere act of killing him is called a maisa achnos astuma, and therefore Tosis learns the Mishnah of Chutz Lazor is lav dafke, like the Ran originally said, and like the Mishnah Melech Chuzbedaik in the notion of the Rambam, that you have to take him all the way out to the Har Habayis. And before we start the Sugis HaGemara, I want to point out from the Meiri points out over here in the Mishnah that the Mishnah puts together all the halachas of Kanoim Poigimboi, all together in the same halacha of Goin of Klishoris, Mekalil Bekoisim, and the Boil Aramis, and the Koin Tommy Sheshimish. Says the Meiri, that by Emes we find it on in the Sugis HaGemara, in the halacha of Kanoim Poigimboi, there's many Tanoim to go, many conditions for this halacha of Kanoim Poigimboi. One of the conditions is that the Boil Aramis has to be done Befahesia. It has to be done in front of 10 Koshi Yisraelim, and only then there's Aloch of Kanoim Poigimboi. The second Aloch is, by Boil Aramis we find that only Beshas Meiser, during the Meiser Beer, then there's Aloch of Kanoim Poigimboi. But if afterwards, Acha Shapirish, there's no Aloch of Kanoim Poigimboi, and he's not allowed to be killed after he's already finished. And the third Aloch is, that Ein Moirim, we do not paskin, if he comes to ask, should he go and kill a Boil Aramis, we do not tell him to go and kill him. A kanoi is only if he does it himself. If he asks, is a moyim lekein. Says the Meiri that the Mishnah puts them all together is mashma that they all have the same halacha. And therefore, just like we find by Boil Aramis, he's only got the din of kanoi poigimboi, only b'shas maisa. And hu adin, we don't tell him to go and kill him. Is hu adin, all these, the same halacha applies by goin of klishoris, and by Mekal Bekoisim and Koin Sheshimish Betuma, all these are also only Beshaz Maisa, and also we will not tell him to go and kill them, only if he himself goes and kills them, then there's Alocha of Kanoim Poigimboi. But says the Meiri, this extra condition, which we find in the Gemara later on, by Boil Aramis, that he only if he's boiled Befahesia in front of 10 people, then there's Alocha of Kanoim Poigimboi, this Alocha is only by Boil Aramis. But the other dinim of Goyin of Klishoris and Mekal B'Koyitim and Koyin Sheshimish B'Tumah is even if it's not done B'Fahesia, even if it's done B'Tzina, is also going to be Chayef of Kanoim Poigimboi. This halacha is halacha dafke B'Boil Aramis, not by the other ones. And the halacha akoponim of B'Shas Maisa is by all of them together and by Goyin of Klishoris and by Mekal B'Koyitim and Tomi Sheshimish is only if we catch him B'Shas Maisa, then is halacha of Kanoim Poigimboi. Be'emes le'orchenei is already medayik like this in Rashi. The Rashi says the halacha of Kanoim Poigimboi. Rashi says the halacha of Kanoim Poigimboi and all of them, the ain Kanoim Poigimboi, only b'shor sheyoyinim es ha-maitze. Now this loshen of kanoim pligimboy, it says in the Mishnah on all of them, is mashman Rashi that all of these dinim have the aloha of in kanoim pligimboy elo b'shas maitze. But the loshen of the Rambam says aloha is mashman that dafke b'il aramis has this aloha. But goinev klisharis and mekale b'kaitzim atomi sheshimish will not be that way, and the chayiv even kanoim pligimboy even afterwards, even after they've already finished their avir, afil aloha, they're going to be chayiv the din of kanoim pligimboy, you can kill him even after achas shapirish. The Ochanei asks that according to Rashi, and like we find in the Meiri, who say that the aloch of goinev klisharis is also only chayiv kanoim pligimboy only b'shas maisa, how do we have a hichatimtza, how do we have the goinev klisharis, this person who's stealing this keli, that we should be able to kill him b'shas his geneva, during his geneva. His geneva l'chira is during the hagbah, is when he picks up the klisharis. The minute he picks it up, he has been koinev the klisharis, and he's been done, the maisa geneva has already been done. Before he's picked it up, he hasn't done anything. And after he's picked it up, he has already finished his maisa geneva. So when do we have the opportunity to kill him during his maisa avir? How do we have the aloha b'shas maisa by goinev klisharis? Now, be'emes to this, we find it in Radvaz in Tshuvas Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, who also took on b'pshitas that the dinim of the Mishnah b'shas maisa is about all of these halachas of kanoim poigimboy, and he explains that even though the geneva has already been done with the hagbor when he's been koina the klisharis and he's done a maisa geneva, but since the klisharis is still in his hand, it's still called the geneva b'yodoy and it's called the shas chimum enough to be called the shas maisa. And who are by Mekalel B'Koisim, even though he's already been Mekalel, but Toich K'dei Dibbo, it will also be enough to be called B'Shas Maisa, that will able to have the aloha of Kanoim Poigimboy. In the Gemara later on, Daf Pei Beis Omed Aleph, Rav Kahana asked the Shaila from Rav, what is the aloha of Loi Pogboy Kanoim, what is its Oynish? And the Gemara says later on, that Aboy L'Aramis is Chayiv Koris Medivri Kabbalah, we learn that from a Pasuk in Malachi, which says in Pasuk, Ki Boal Bat Il Necho, Yachis Hashem Lo Isha She Yaseno, we learn out from here that someone who's Boel Aramis is Chayv Koris, Medivri Kabbalah. And as they pass in the Rambam in Yisru Yubir, Yud Beis, Haloch Avov, Loi Pogu Bei Kanoim, Veloi Hilku Bezdin, Hari Oin Shem Mefuish Medivri Kabbalah, he has the Oinish Medivri Kabbalah, and says, Ki Boal Bat Il Necho, Yachis Hashem Lo Ish. It's interesting to point out that the Ramban Yisif HaMitzvah, in Shoyi Shlishi, says that this Chiyuv Koris is Mi'aloch al-Mishim Sinai. Now, we don't find the Aloch al-Mishim Sinai in our Gemara on the Koris. The Aloch al-Mishim Sinai we find is on the Chiyuv of Bidei Odom, of Kanoim Poigimboy. The Chiyuv Koris is Medivri Kabbalah from Pasuk Malachi. The Rabban says that this Koris is also from Aloch al-Mishim Sinai. Al Koponim, to understand the Ged of this Koris Medivri Kabbalah, Reb Chaim Briske in his book down in Sefer Oitzi Chidushim, in the beginning of Krisis, brings down a chakira from Reb Chaim, what is the gedda of this chorus? Do we say that this chorus, which is learnt out from this pasuk in Malachi, is similar to every other chorus we find in the Torah? The marshal, someone who's mechal Shabbos is chayv chorus, someone who eats an ikippah is chayv chorus, like it says klar in the Torah. Do we say that this chorus also, even though it's not chorus mefurish b'Torah, but we learn out from this pasuk in Malachi that someone who's boil aramis is also chayv chorus, just like someone who eats an ikippah is chayv koris, is someone who's boil aramis is also chayv koris, and the chiyuv koris is exactly the same as the chiyuv as koris medivri Torah. It's just learnt and it's just said in the Divri Kabbalah, not the Torah. But it's a chiyuv as koris of a koris shel Torah. Or do we say, no, that this koris is a borrowed term, and it does not mean chiyuv as koris like we find the Lamed Vav Krisis, the beginning of Krisis. There's no chiyuv as koris medivri Kabbalah. It's an oynish from min hashamayim, like an oynish of Gehenim. There's oynish. An oynish min hashamayim. This person is going to get oynish min hashamayim that yachis Hashem lo isha sheyaseno if he's going to be boal basil necho. But the chorus is not a chorus of Torah. It's not a chorus like we find other lamed vav krisis. Says Reb Chaim, l'chir d'zeraya, that this chorus is a chorus gomu like we find the lamed vav krisis. Because the lashon of the Rambam, which we quoted, was loy pogaboy kanoim, veloy hilkuhu bezdin. Bezdin also did not give him malchus. Then he has a oynish of koris midivri kabbalah. Says the Makid Mishnah, what does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says loy pogaboy kanoim, veloy hilkuhu bezdin? Because if bezdin would have given him malchus, then the malchus is going to patter him from his chivas koris. He will no longer have any chivas koris midivri kabbalah. Now this halacha is brought down in Gemara Makis Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, kol chayvi krisis shaloku, all the chayvi krisis who get malchus, nifturu midei krisosan. If they got malchus through bezdin, then they potter through the malchus, they become potter from the chorus. I will learn have a posuk over there in the Gemara in Makkos, Chof Gimla Madalef. The Magen Mishnah learns in the Rambam that the same halacha which we find by all the chayvi krisis of the Torah, that if you get malchus, they become potter from the chorus. Who are then, the same halacha applies over here, but this chorus, or which we find over here by Boil Aramis, that if loy pogeb kanoim veloy ilku bezdin, then he's going to get the chorus. But if he would get malchus through bezdin, then he will not be chayv chorus with David Kabbalah. Says Reb Chaim, if we're going to say that this chorus is not a real chorus like the Lamed Vav Krisis in the Torah, but it's just a oynish min hashamayim which is learnt out from the Pasuk in Malachi, will have no raya to go and say that the halacha of kol chayvi krisis shelokhu applies even on this chorus also. Because this chorus is a new oynish which we haven't found anywhere else. It's a raya from this Magid Mishnah who learns in the Rambam that he does have the halacha of kol chayvi krisis shelokhu, that this chayvas chorus is a normal chayvas chorus like everywhere else. And just like by everywhere else, if you get malchus, you potter from the chorus. Who are then? The same thing applies over here by this chorus, by Boil Aramis. If he will have a chivas, if he will get oinish of malchus through Bezdin, then he's going to be potter from his chorus. Because this chorus is an emissar chivas chorus gomu. Over there in the Sefer Oitzah Chidushim, the beginning of Krisis, brings down that the Briskerov asked his father, Reb Chaim, that if so, if we're going to say that this chivas chorus, which we find in our sugya, is a chivas chorus gomur, like similar to the other lamed vav krisis in the Torah, why is it that we don't find that if someone's boil aramis b'shoigig, he is not chayv echatos? L'chayr, just like we find that all the krisis, if you're over one of the suri krisis b'shoigig, the aloch is yichayv echatos, is what then? The same thing should be by someone who's boil aramis. And b'shoigig, he should be chayv echatos. So we don't find anywhere that someone's boil aramis b'shoigig is chayv echatos. No, b'emes, the Ochel Neh, the beginning of Krisis, is medayik from the Lashon of Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Shloishim v'sheish Krisis ho'amuris b'tura o'chai v'chatos b'shoigig. Says the Ochel Neh, the reason why the Mishnah is madgish, points out, and says clearly that we need the Shloishim v'sheish Krisis ho'amuris b'tura, is to tell us that even though there are other Krisis which we find in Shas, L'moshel Boil Aramis, we learn of a pasuk by us to say that he is chayv chorus. Because the krisis is not mentioned mefurish in the Torah, it is not enough that he should be chayv echatos. So therefore, even if we're going to say that this chiv chorus, like Reb Chaim said, that it is a chiv chorus gomu, a chiv chorus min haTorah, but afilohochi, he is not going to be chayv echatos b'shoigig, because it's not mentioned clearly in the Torah. And the Mishnah says, in order to be chayv echatos, we need to have shloishim sheish krisis ha'amuris b'Torah, and not something which is only learnt out divrei Kabbalah. On the same point, we find in the Bchonon in Kivitz Oris, Simon Lamed Vov, Sivkot Vov, asked Reb Chaim, his Rebbe Reb Chaim, from a Gemara Kedushin Daf Samaches, that the Gemara over there is looking for a Makori to go and tell us that a Yisrael who's Makadish, a Goya, is Kedushin Toifsim Benochis, or Ein Kedushin Toifsim Benochis. And the Gemara looks for Psukim to tell us that Ein Kedushin Toifsim Benochis. There's no Chalois Kedushin if a Yisrael is Makadish, a Goya. Reb Chanan asked Reb Chaim that l'chayr, since we've seen in our Gemara that a goya, someone who's boil aramis, is a chivas chorus, is since we know that halacha is that ain kedushin toifsin b'chayvi krisis, the kedushin are never toifas in any of the chayvi krisis of the Torah. Therefore, why does the Gemara need to find a new makor to tell us that ain kedushin toifsin b'goya? We know that ain kedushin toifsin b'chayvi krisis, and a goya also has a din of a chayvi krisis. Since we learn of this pasuk, kibal bas il necho yachris Hashem lo ish hashe yaseno, that he has a chivas chorus. And Reb Chaim answered him that you're right, and chanami, there is a chivas chorus. This goya has a chivas chorus, but the whole makor to tell us that in kedushin toifsim b'chayvi krisis is not mafurish in any all of the chayvi krisis. The in kedushin toifsim. The makor for this din of in kedushin toifsim b'chayvi krisis is learned out from the Gemara in kedushin samach zayinum at beis from achuis isha. By Achuis Isha it says Loisikach, and we learn out from there that just like Achuis Isha is a Chayvi Krisis, who are then all the other Chayvi Krisis which are mentioned in the Torah together, there's a Hekesh of Reb Yoina. Reb Yoina says we make a Hekesh of Kol HaKrisis who are Amuris B'Torah, and all these Krisis who are Amuris B'Torah are likened to the Achuis Isha that in Kedushin Toivsim Chayvi Krisis. But this chorus of Goya, of Boil HaRamis, which is not Mefurish in the Torah, only here in the Pasuk in Malachi, Mamela, he's not nichlal in the hekesh of a biyina, and therefore he is not nichlal, he is not included in the klal of in kedushin toisim mechayvi krisis, and therefore that's why the Gemara needed to find a new makori to go and tell us that in kedushin toisim be nochis. But otherwise, there would have been the halacha of in kedushin toisim mechayvi krisis. But the Ponim v'Jerov in the Sefer Divrei Rav Likutim Siman Chav Dalet says Misvar, he says from himself that he would have said that this chorus over here is only oinish, like oinish of Chivas Gehenim, like oinish. It's a new oinish over here, and it's not like the other creases in the Torah. And therefore, that's why the Gemara over there in Kedushin has to find a new makori to tell us in Kedushin Toivse Benochis, because the Be'emes of Boel Aramis is not a real Chayvi creases like all the other creases in the Torah. She has a Chivas chorus which is said, which is learnt out from the Gemara in Divi Kabbalah, from the Pasuk Malachi, Kibor Bas El Necho, but it does not have a real din of a Chayvi Krisis enough to tell us that in Kedushin Toivsin. And who are din? That's why there's no Chivas Korban, Beshoigig, because she's not a real Chayvi Chorus. And not like Ibrahim Tukon, that this chorus which is learned out from this Pasuk Kibor Bas El Necho is a chorus of Torah, is exactly the same chorus which we find in the other Lamed Zvav Krisis in the Torah. The Gemara further down the Omid, Ki also of Dimi Omar base Dino shall Hashmenoi Gozru, Habola Kutis, Chaivole Mishum Nashgo, Ki also Rovin Omar Mishum Nashgaz. The Gemara in Avidazora in Amidvavam base asks, what is the point of the Takona of Nashgo, Nashgaz, of Bezin shall Hashmenoi to be Gozer on Boil Aramis? He's over on all these Averis. If anyway, in Minatir we find over here in the Mishnah that Kanoim are Poygin Boy, in Salochimish Messina in Minatir, that Kanoim allowed to go and kill him, is what is the point to go and make new Yisurim with the Rabbonon? Answers the Gemara that the Chuyvas and the Oynash of Kanoim Poygimboi is only Befahesha. But Betzina, if it won't be 10 people there and there's only Betzina, then there's no Issa, there's no Oynash of Kanoim Poygimboi. And Chazal came along of the Bezin Shechash Menoi and they were Goyzer Afila Betzina. Says the Ran, Ichdush Ran over here, the Chuyah Lefizeh is Huadin. Similarly, the halacha of chorus, which we have just learned from the Pasuk in Malachi, which tells us that Boel Aramis is Chayiv chorus, is also only Befahesya. Because if we would say that the Chayivas chorus is also is Chayiv chorus, even Betzina, then the Gemara's Kasha is Shver. Why did the Bezir Chachminoi have to go Mimesak and Nutakonis with Rabbonon for Boel Aramis to be Chayiv, if anyway there's a Chayivas chorus Minatoyer from this Pasuk in Malachi, Midivri Kabbalah, even Betzina? It's Bal Kocha who have to say that this chorus is only a Chivas chorus Befahesia, just like the aloha of Kanoim Poygimbo is only Befahesia, who are then the same aloha is on this chorus, the chorus is only Befahesia. And explains Iran, would have to say that the chorus is not for the Averia which he is being over through being Boil Aramis, but it's the Chilul Hashem which is causing if he's Boil Befahesia. And therefore, the Chivas chorus is only Befahesia and not when it's done Betzina. But then the Ran says that Be'emes we could say the Chivas chorus is even Betzina also. The reason why Chazal in Bezin Shel Chashmenoi came along and made Nuta Konus Midrabonon, even after the Chivas chorus Midiri Kabbalah, even Betzina, is because people, the Derech of people are, they're more scared from Oynish Bidei Odom. And therefore, Befahesir, where there's a Oynish Bidei Odom of Kanoim Poygimboi, there was no reason why Bezin Shel Chashmenoi had to make Nuta Konus. But Betzina, where even though there's chorus, and this person will get oynish min hashamayim, but there's no chivas oynish mide odom. Therefore, Chazal were mesakin new averis of nida of shivcha goya of ishasish kum adoma of zoyna kundal adoma, in order that he should be getting malchus, which is a din oynish mide odom, and that will stop him being boil aramis. And Mamela, you could say says around that the chivas chorus is even betzina also. Be'emes, the Avni Miluim brings down in Simen Tezayin, Sivkot and Dalet, that this Machlekes is Machlekes, this Shaila of the Ran, whether the chorus is Dafke Befahesu or even Betzina, is we find the Machlekes in the Poskim, the Bach and the Drisha, against the Chalkas Machlekek. The Bach says that the din of chorus is even Betzina, but the Chalkas Machlekek says in Simen Tezayin that it's only Befahesu because the Loshon of the Posik is that, Ki Chilil, the Loshon of Chilil is Mashma, he is made the Chilil Hashem, and that is Dafke Befahesir, and the Chivas chorus is not Betzina. And Avni Miluim's Ma'ir, that the Ran Be'emes already says that the Chivas chorus could be, is even Betzina also, and the Chivas, the reason why Bezir Shel Chashmenoi made a new Gzeira is in order that he should get Oynish B'dei Shomayim, B'dei Odom, that he should get Malkus. Now, Be'emes the Yadirma over here in the Gemara says that even though the Bezin Shachashmenoi made new Isurim of Nashgo and Nashgaz, it does not mean that he's going to get Malkus Midrabon. Even Midrabon or Malkus Mardus, he's not necessarily going to get. All Chazal came along and said is that he has an Oynish of being over four Isurim Midrabonon. Nashgo and Nashgaz. But Malkus he will not get. And then around the Yadirma brings down that Yish Meforshim, there are some people who say that he's going to be getting Malkus Mardus Midrabonon. But the Yadirma is mesupik about it, and he says that it's mistaba that he will not get Malkus Mardus Midrabonon. Therefore, according to the Yadirma, he's not going to be getting a Oynish Midrabonon, Bidei Odom. We have to say that there's no Chivas Koris Bidei Shomayim Bitzina, because if there's going to be a Chivas Koris Bitzina, there's no reason why Chazal had to go and make a new Isurim, that he should be over a new Isurim Midrabonon, if anyway he has a Chivas Koris Midrabonon Bitzina. And the Rant Teretz that the Chazal came along and wanted to make him be Chayiv or Inish, be the Odom Malkus, the Adarma holds that he's not Chayiv Malkus. Therefore, the Adarma must hold that he's not Chayiv Koris Bitzina. And Be'emes, we find so in the Mukhi Yosef before in Dafyut Chesem Adalef Bedapirif, who also says Mefurish that there's no chorus betzina if he's boiler ram is betzina. The whole chorus is only befahetzia, similar to what the Mechelkas Mechukik says that the chiyuv chorus is only kichilil, only when he did a ma'isa avir which was a chilil Hashem befahetzia. And this is also mashma in the Tzitzishonim in Yivom Staf Ayin Vov. But they bring down already that the Rambam is sefer mitzvahs in Lois Asin Numbeis. And in Pesach Mishnayis over here in the Rambam, it says Mefurish like the Ran's Maskone that there is a Chiyuv Koris even Betzina also. Al Kaponim, there is a Klor Machlikz Rishonim over here whether the Chivas Koris is also Betzina or only Befahesia. Just like the Aloha of Kanoim Poigimbury, which is Mefurish in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, is only Befahesia. Now we have mentioned the Machlikz in the Gemara over here, whether the Bezdin Shel Chashmenoi were Goizer the four Averis Midrabonon that he is being going to be over if his Boiler Ram is Nashgo, Ish Es Ish, also Unashgaz, or Issa Zoyner. Tosfos says that the Issa Zoyner of this man, the Omar, who says that he's going to be Chayev Issa Zoyner, Rovin, who says that he's Chayev Nidr Shivcho Goyan Zoyner, Zoyner means for a Kohen. If a Kohen is going to be Boiler Ram, a Kohen is over on Issa Zoyner. But Israelis, a Yisrael doesn't have an Issa Zoyner, Bichlal. A Yisrael is allowed to marry a Zoyner. Therefore, the whole din of Nashgaz, of the Issa Zoyner, is only said to the Kohen. And Tosfos over here is very marich to ask that the Chiyah Kohen anyway has an Issa to go marry a Goya, even before Bezir Shel Chashminoi comes along. He has an Issa Torah to go marry a Goya, like the Rav says in Tumurid of Chavtes, that a Kohen who marries a Goya is Chayev al Tzoyna min HaTorah. Therefore, what is Bezir Shel Chashminoi Mechadish, to go be Mechadish to say that a Kohen is going to be Chayev on an Issa of Zoyna mid Rabbona? And Tosfos explains that there's a chiluk whether this Zoyna was Nishmer or Milivoil, and therefore she's still a Besula, then she only has a din mid Rabbonon, a din Zoyna mid Rabbonon from Bezin Shechash Menoi. But if she's already a Beula, then Avada she's Chayiv, and Koyan is going to be Chayiv on her min HaTorah for the Issa of Zoyna. But Be'emes the Rambam in the Suribir, Peigrid Beis, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, says that Koyan is over on a Zoyna, if he marries a Goya, he's over on her from an Issa Zoyna min HaTorah. Even if she's Sila Besula, even if she's Shmura, and she's Zichah non Niveles, he's Chayiv min HaTorah. And the Gemara over here, which says that Chazal, Bezit Shal Chashminoi, were Goyzer Midrabonon on a Goya that she has a Din Zoyna, says a Rambam is referring to Yisrael. Even though Yisrael min HaTorah does not have Issa Zoyna, but Chazal in Bezit Shal Chashminoi were Goyzer on Yisrael that he's over, if he's Boiler Ramis, for the Issa Zoyna. The Goyan in Simit HaZayin, Sivkot Nadalit says, according to the Rambam, all the Arichas of Tosfos is Miyushev. There's no kashas from any Gemaras anymore, because all the Gemaras are talking about Koyan, and the Koyan Avada is Chayiv on a Goya from Issa Zayin min HaTorah, and the Midra Bonon, Bezir Shechashminoi came and said that the Yisrael also has an Issa Zayin Midra Bonon, Bezir Shechashminoi in Aramis. But Tosfos holds that the Din Zayna only applies to a Kohen. Yisrael, even Midrabanon, does not have Issa Zayna. And therefore, Tosfos had to go Mimchalek between a Zayna, a Goya who's ready Ba'ula, or a Goya who's a Besula. And Be'emes Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, also is Mavur like Tosfos, that the Din of Zayna, which we see in here in the Gemara of Boil Aramis, is talking to referring to a Kohen who's Ba'al HaZayna. Ba'al HaGoya, who's Boil Aramis, he is Chayv al Zayna. But Yisrael is not chayv al zina, not like the Rambam, who says that the din of Nashgaz is referring to Yisrael, but a Kohen is over min ha-Torah if he's bo al goya, because he's chayv min ha-Torah for Yisrael zina, on, like the Gemara says in Tumura, daf choftes. The Gemara later on continues and says, Nepach Zimri, v'holgu le-Pinchas, ein ner agolov. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, before Pinchas had a chance to kill him, ein ner agolov, Zimri would not get killed like Ritzeach, sharei roidefu, Pinchas has a din roidef. Now this is a great chiddush in the Gemara, that Pinchas has a din roidef on Zimri, even though Pinchas was allowed to kill Zimri, hafilochi Pinchas has a din roidef, enough that if Zimri would have killed Pinchas before Pinchas killed him, he would be potter on killing Pinchas. Says the Rosh over here, the reason why Pinchas has a din roidef is because even though Pinchas is allowed to go and kill Zimri, because Alocha, the Mishnah, says that Kanoim Poigim Boy, but there's no chiyuv on Pinchas to go and kill him. There's no mitzvah of Kanoim Poigim Boy to be mechayev him to go and kill Zimri. It's a rishus. He's allowed to, if he sees Zimri doing this avir, he's allowed to go and be mekane the nikmas Hashem to go and kill Zimri. But he's not mechayev. And therefore, since he's not mechuyev to go and kill Zimri, therefore, he's still got a din reidif on him, and Zimri, if he would have killed Pinchas, would be potter, because Pinchas has still got a din reidif. Therefore, it's mutter for Zimri to go and kill him. And the Yad Ramah says the same svara, that the reason why Pinchas has a din reidif is because Pinchas is not mechuyev to kill him, Pinchas is in Yerushas. Mishnah Melech in Ritzeach, Hilchus Ritzeach, Perik Aleph, Halacha Tezvov, brings down the same halacha from Rabbi Yerucham, that the reason why Pinchas is allowed to be killed through Zimri is because Pinchas is not mechuyev to kill Zimri, his only rishus. Says the Mishnah Melech, l'fi dem, if someone will see someone else, the marshal, someone sees Reuven running after Shimon, and Reuven wants to try and kill Shimon, the halacha is that you mechuyev to go and kill Reuven to try and save Shimon, that Shimon shouldn't get killed through Reuven. You're allowed to go and kill Reuven. So what happens if this person who's Matzel Shimon, he is chasing after Reuven to try and kill Shimon, to try and kill Reuven, to prevent Reuven from killing Shimon? The halacha is, if Reuven will turn around and kill the Matzel, he's going to be chayev. Why? Says the Mishnah Melech, because the only reason why Zimri is going to be potter from killing Pinchas is like the Rishonim explain, because Pinchas is not chayev to kill Zimri, he's only mutter to kill Zimri, he's only Rishus. Mashein Kain, a Matzel, who sees Reuven killing Shimon, he's mechuyev to go and be matzil Shimon, and he's mechuyev to go and kill Reuven in order to prevent Reuven from killing Shimon. And therefore, since the matzil has a chuyva to kill Reuven, if Reuven will turn around and kill the matzil, he's going to be chayv misa, because Reuven has to be killed, and he's got a chuyva to be killed to prevent Shimon being killed, and therefore it's different than Zimri, who Zimri had no chiyuv misa, he was only mutter to be killed. And therefore, the Zimri is going to be potter if he kills Pinchas, but the Reuven will kill the Matzil, then the Reuven is going to be Chayv Misa. As Ishtei Mishlan HaMelech. Says the Mishlan HaMelech, that the halacha would be by a Ritzeach Bishgoga. What is the halacha if a Ritzeach kills Bishogig and he's running to Dori Miklot? And the halacha is that Goel Adam who sees him is allowed to go and kill him. What will be the halacha if the Ritzeach, before the Goel Adam manages to kill him, will kill the Goel Adam? Says the Mishnah Melech over here, it would be similar to our Gemara that if Zimri kills Pinchas, he's going to be potter. Because even though the Goel Adam is allowed to go and kill the Ritzeach, but it's we paskin, it's only a Rishus, there's no Chiyuv Misa that the Goel Adam is Mechuyuv to kill the Ritzeach. And therefore, since the Goel Adam is only a Rishus, he's only allowed to go and kill the Ritzeach, the Goel Adam still has a Torah's Reidif, enough that the Ritzeach is allowed to go and kill the Goel Adam. Similar to what the Gemara says by us, that Zimri is allowed to go and kill Pinchas, and Pinchas has a din reidif. This is all according to the explanation of the Rishonim, who say that the reason why Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas, and if he kills Pinchas, he is going to be part of a nerei galov, sharei reidifu, that Pinchas has got his reidif, is because Pinchas is not mechuyev to kill Zimri. He's only allowed to kill Zimri. But Be'emes the Chiddush HaRan over here says a different svar. And he says that Be'emes the Kanoi, Pinchas, when he sees Zimri being over the Avera, since it says in the Mishnah that Kanoim Poigim Boy, he's mechuyev to go and kill him. And it's not just Rishus. He's mitzuva to go and kill Zimri, to go and be noikim nikmas Hashem. Kanoim Poigim Boy. And therefore the reason why Pinchas has a din reidif is not because he's not mechuyev. Because he is mechuyev. He's a mitzvah to go and kill Zimri. The reason why Pinchas It has a Torah's Reidiv that Zimri will kill Pinchas, who be Potter in Eragolov, says Iran, is because Lemaisa, if Pinchas would have gone and asked, should he go and kill him, that Loch is a Miriam Lekain. We don't tell Pinchas to go and kill Zimri. If Pinchas went and does it, then he's got Mukhriv to he himself is Mukhriv to go and do it. But we don't paskin and we don't go and tell him to go and kill him. Explains Iran, the reason is because the Chiyuv from a Boiler Ramis that he's Mukhriv to go and be killed is not to go prevent him from doing that Avera in the future. The Boiler Ramis is already in the middle of doing that Avera. He's already Dovuk to the Erva. And therefore, the Chivas Misa of the Boiler Ramis of Kanoim Poigimboi is Betoyus Nekoma of what is already done. Therefore, says Iran, he's very different from the Reidif who's running after his friend to kill him. Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. The reason why there's a Chiyuv for anyone who sees to go and kill Reuven, the reason is to prevent Shimon from being killed. It's in order that there's a Avera going to be done. Reuven is going to be killing Shimon, and we want to prevent this Avera. We want to prevent that Reuven should not kill Shimon. Therefore, there's a Chiva on anyone who sees Reuven to go and try and kill Reuven. And that is his Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is to prevent him from doing that Avera. If Reuven will turn around and kill the Matzil, the reason why Reuven is going to be Chayev is because instead of Reuven being, why are you Reuven killing the Matzil? You should stop running after Shimon and don't kill Shimon, and therefore we won't have to kill anyone. We're trying to save people being killed, and we try and save Shimon being killed. Instead of you killing the Matzil, you should stop killing Shimon. Because the only reason why we're killing you is all that Shimon shouldn't be killed. Is you yourself, you shouldn't kill the Matzil. You should stop killing Shimon. But the din of Zimri, the din of Beil Aramis, the reason why Kanoim Poigimboi is not for the future to go and stop Zimri doing an Avera. He's already done the Avera. The reason why we're killing him is Beteris Nekoma, what he is doing, what he's in the middle of doing. And this Beteris Nekoma, has no svara on Labo to go and say that Zimri should go and stop in order to prevent anything really happening. Zimri's already done the Avera. And therefore, Zimri turns around and kills Pinchas, he's in Ner Agolov. This is Iran's explanation to be Mechalik, why Zimri is going to be Chayiv. Zimri will be Potter if he'll kill Pinchas, but if Reuven will kill the Matzil, then Reuven is going to be Chayiv. Because Reuven is not allowed to go and kill the Matzil, Reuven should stop doing the Avera and don't kill Shimon, and therefore no one will be killed, instead of going and killing the Matzil. Mashengi Bat Zimri, the reason why he's been killed is for the Nekoma of the Nikmas Hashem of the Avera, which has already been done, and therefore Zimri, if he'll turn around and kill Pinchas, he's going to be Potter because Pinchas has a Torah's Reidif. The Rosh continues on and says, even though we find in this Gemara that if Zimri will kill Pinchas, ain't there Agolov, this halacha only applies to Zimri himself. But any other person who sees the story of Pinchas trying to kill Zimri and would go ahead and kill Pinchas, he, of course, is going to be killed, Betorius Reitzeach, because he is not allowed to go and kill Pinchas. Says Rosh, even though the Gemara says that Pinchas has a Din Reidif because he's trying to kill Zimri, but he has not got Din Reidif Gomu, because he is allowed to go and do what he's doing. Even though he's not Mechuyiv to do it, but he's allowed to, he's Beshuska of it. Therefore, to go and kill him is definitely not allowed. Only Zimri himself is allowed to go and kill Pinchas. And Rosh adds on that everyone else who sees Pinchas killing Zimri, Be'emet is also allowed to go and kill Zimri. If there would be Kanoim, they would also be killing Zimri. Therefore, they are not allowed to go and kill Pinchas. Only Zimri himself is allowed to go and kill Pinchas. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in Chidushim, Simin Yudalet, explains more, Pshat in Rosh, that you can say over here, the reason why there's a chiluk between Zimri and any other everyone else is because Be'emes, every single time we find a Reidif who's trying to kill someone else, Reuven is trying to kill Shimon. The reason why everyone is allowed to go and kill Reuven in order to save Shimon is because there's Be'emes two halachas over here why Reuven is allowed to be killed. The first halacha is that a Reidif achachaveri lahorgoi, his dam is bin huta domoi. Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer Yitzeach Perek Aleph that the Maaser Reidif itself allows us to go and kill him because a Reidif is huta domoi. The Torah said that you're allowed to go and kill him in order to save the Nerudov. In order to save Shimon, we're allowed to go and kill Reuven, and Reuven's dam is huta, is mutter to go and kill him in order to save the Nerudov. This is midine haroidef, that any person who's roidef after someone else to go and try and kill him, then his dam becomes mutar, and we're allowed to go and kill the nerdof. We're allowed to go and kill the roidef to go and save the nerdof. And that's the reason, this is the first reason why every person who sees Reuven running after Shimon is allowed to go and kill Reuven, because Reuven is hutar dam. Besides this halacha, the nerdof himself is allowed to turn around and kill Reuven, because the halacha is the habol holgecha hashkim lahogoy. Like we find in the sugya of Machteres, that someone who comes to kill you, hashkim lahogoy, you should try and kill him before he manages to kill you. Therefore, the nerdof himself has an extra halacha that he's allowed to go and kill Reuven. Besides the fact that Reuven is reyidef and huta adomoy, he's allowed to kill Reuven because Reuven tried to kill him. And habol holgoy habol holgecha hashkim lahogoy. And this halacha, which is an extra halacha on the nerdof, says the Shmuel Rizovsky, therefore, you could say over here in the Gemara, this is what the Rosh says, the chiluk between Zimri and everyone else, is because Pinchas, even though the Gemara calls him a reidef, and the reason why he's a reidef, is because he is, Bem is not mechuyiv to do it, like the Rosh explains, but still, because he was b'shus, he is not huta domoy. His dam is not huta. No one's allowed to go and say that you're allowed to just kill him because he tried to kill Zimri. Because he's doing a b'shus, Avadi does not have a loch of a reidif that is huta domoy. And therefore everyone else is not allowed to kill him midine reidif because his dam is not huta. But Zimri himself has always the second reason why he's allowed to go and kill Pinchas. Because Zimri has a loch of a bol holgecha hashkim laholgoy. And over here, since Pinchas does not have a chiyuv to go and kill him, therefore he still has a loch of a bol holgecha, that he's coming b'shus to try and kill me, and therefore Zimri is allowed to go and turn around and kill Pinchas. And this halacha is in on a nerdof, because a bol holgecha hashkim laholgoy. But everyone else, the reason why they can't kill Pinchas is because it's not huta domoy. And it's different from every reidif, where the halacha, like Reb Chaim explains, midine reidif itself is that the reidif is huta domoy. And the Shmuel over there is very marich to go mi mazbe, the Machlokes and Meiri and the Rambam, and to be mazbe, he said there's always a two halachas mitzad the reidif, why we're allowed to kill him, and over here by Pinchas, it could be there's only one halacha, and therefore Zimri can kill Pinchas and not anyone else. In the Ika halacha of Kanoim Poigimbei, which we find over here in the Sugya, that if Zimri will turn around to Pinchas, Pinchas has a din reidif, and Pinchas is not Neragalov, there's a Reb Kveige in Ksubas Choftes Umad Aleph. He says a big chiddush. He says, just like we find by all the chayvim mises, if someone would do a maisa, which is mechayvim mises b'dei odom, this maisa, if the same time he's also mazik, he also breaks shoiva kelim during this maisa, which is mechayvim mises, the halacha is komlei b'dei arab minei. He is potter from paying the payment of the shviras kelim, because he's chayv misa through this maisa. Any maisa which he does, and he's shiva kelim during that maisa, he has a loch of kamlim b'der arba minei. Says Rebbe Kveiger, just like the loch of a maisa, someone who's chayv misa b'der odom, has a loch of kamlim b'der arba minei. Says Rebbe Kveiger, who are the same aloch is by Kanoim Poigimboi. Kanoim Poigimboi also, since they have a loch of Kanoim Poigimboi, that a chayv misa, that someone could come along and kill him, therefore if they go and break kelim, Shiva Kalim, Bishas, the Maisa, which is Mechai, the Misa, they also have a loch of Kalim Bidur Abimini. And the flaw in Chidushim and Ksubas over there in Choftes Abdaf also says the same Chidush, that the Kanoi in Pigma is also a loch of Kalim Bidur Abimini. But Oisomeach, in Hilchas Retzeach, Peik Aleph, Haloch Yud Gimel, says Bipshitas, that this is not the Halocha. The Halocha of Kalim Bidur Abimini is only in Chai Vimisa's Bezdin. But in the halacha of Kanoim Poigimboi, Avada, there's no such din to go and say that if Zimri would have broken some Kalim B'Shas Maisa, he would be potter of Kamlim because Kamlim B'der Abimnei. Says the Yisumeach, the reason is because we see in this Gemara that Pinchas has a din Reidev on Zimri. Now, if Zimri would be Chayev Misa, and would have a Fatge Chiyuv, like the Rishonim explained, that Zimri is not Mechuyev to get killed. Pinchas has a reshus, Pinchas is allowed to go and kill Zimri. But Zimri is not mechuyev misa. Because if Zimri would be mechuyev misa, then Pinchas would definitely not have a din reidif. And since we see that Zimri, if he'll kill Pinchas, he's going to be potter, the reason is because Zimri is not mechuyev misa. Says the Yisrameach, if Zimri is not chayev misa, there's no way we can look at Zimri to go and say that he has a din of kolim b'der abimine. Only someone who does a maisa which is mechayev in misa, then he has a loch of kolim b'der abimine. But over here where it's only a reshus, there's no din of Kanoi Poigimboi to have a loch of Kamlei Midir Abimini. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in the Shurim over here asks on the Yisameach that according to this reasoning, that the halacha of kamli b'derabimini is going to be tolui, whether it's going to depend whether the ma'isa which he does is a ma'isa which is mechayev misa or it's only reshus to go allowed to be killed, whether that is the difference between kanoim poigim and chavim misas. Says Reb Shmuel that we find by Baba Machteres in the Mishnah in Ayin Beis Amud Aleph that he's also potter if he breaks kelim, and the halacha is kamli b'derabimini. And over there, the Rambam says in Geneva Perek Tes Halacha Zayin that the Bala Machteres is only reshus to go and kill him. He's not chayiv misa to go. You're not mechuyiv to go and kill him. We're only allowed to kill him. So you see, mefurish that the din of kamli b'derabimineh does not necessitate a chiyuv misa to be mechuyiv to go and kill him. Even if it's reshus, even if you're allowed to kill him, it's also halacha of kamli b'derabimineh. Therefore, who are over here by kanoim poigim boy? You can also have halacha of kamli b'derabimineh. Says Reb Shmuel that Be'emes he can be mechalek in a different way. And the chiluk is not whether you chayiv misa or it's only a reshus. It's very different, the chiyuv of Baba Machteres or the chiyuv of every single reidif whose reidif achachaveri lohogre where the halacha is if he's shoyve kelim he's potter because kamli b'derabimineh. Over there, the reason why you chayiv to kill him, the reason why we kill him by the Baba Machteres is because of what he's doing. His avere, his maisa of being Baba Machteres is mechayiv misa. The maisa of Reuven running after Shimon is what's mechayiv misa. Over here, Bakanoi Poigimboy, the maisa of Zimri being over his avera with Boel Aramis is not the which was what's mechayiv misa. The fact, the chiyuv of misa which Zimri has because he's being Boel Aramis, befahesia is a din mitzad a kanoi Poigimboy. A kanoi who sees such a maisa being done is allowed to go and be noikim nikmas Hashem and go and kill the person who's causing such a chilul Hashem and go and eliminate the Avera here, which is being done by Rabbim in front of 10 Yisraelim before Hesia. Therefore, the Issa, the din of Kanoim Poigimboy, is not chal on the Maisa of Zimri's Maisa, which is Zimri's Avera of Boel Aramis, which is Mechayiv Misa. The Chiyuv Misa is because of the Maisa, which is being, the Chil Hashem, which is being caused here before Hesia, and which is allowing a Kanoi to go Minoikim on Nikmas Hashem, which is very different than Boma Machteris and a Reidif. Where there, the reason why we're allowed to kill him, even though it's only Bereshus, Baba Machteres is only Bereshus, but we're allowed to kill him if you want, you can kill him for his Maisa. And therefore, since it's this same Maisa Pa'ula which he's doing, which is Mechayiv Misa, therefore he's going to have a din of Kamli B'derabimineh. But over here, by Zimri, since the Maisa itself is not Mechayiv Misa, if he'll do it B'tzina, he'll not be Chayiv Misa. Only because the Maisa itself is being done by Rabbim, a Kanoi is allowed to go eliminate the story in order that Aveir shouldn't be happening here as such a Chilul Hashem. Therefore over here, it's not his own Maisa which is causing his Achiyuv Misa. Therefore over here, there could be a swara to say there's no Kamli B'derabimineh like the Ursa Me'ach Tainid. And not like B'kveg a swara that you can have Kamli B'derabimineh even back in Oin Poikin Boi also. And the Etzem Gemara, which says that if Zimri will turn around and kill Pinchas, he will not be killed. There's a very famous question from the Galya Masechta in Yerideh Simen Hey. He asks, why is the halacha that Zimri is allowed to go and turn around and kill Pinchas? We always find that the halacha is, the Gemara says in Daf Ein Dalet, that if Yochel Atziloi Be'echod Me'evorov, you mechuyev to go Mimatzil to try and save the Nroidev through one of his Evorim and not to kill him. Therefore, why does Zimri have the reshus, is allowed to go and turn around and kill Pinchas? Why can Zimri just be perish from Cosby? He should stop doing that avera, and that will stop Pinchas killing Zimri, and therefore will save Pinchas. That means Zimri has an eitzah here to go and save Pinchas from being killed. Instead of turning around and killing Pinchas, why can't Zimri just be perish from Cosby and midin, and he should be mechuyev to do that, midin yochel atzilo be'echel me'evarov, he know that Pinchas shouldn't be killed. And the Gemara's mavur that if Zimri will kill Pinchas, he'll be potter. With the yochel atzilo be'echel me'evarov, he can go and save Pinchas, aliday being perish from Cosby and stop doing that avir. Says the Gali Masechta, alpi what Levush says, but the Mishnah Melech brings it down in Chiv Lemazik Perek Beis, that even though the halacha is that Yochel Atzilo Be'echel Me'evarov, you're not allowed to kill him, but the Nirdof himself does not have this halacha. The Nirdof himself is allowed to kill the Reidof on any way, even if it's Yochel Atzilo Be'echel Me'evarov, he's allowed to kill him. That's the Levush is Chiddush. Therefore, says the Gali Masechta over here also, the Zimri is the Nirdof, he's allowed to go and kill Pinchas, even though he can go eats over here to go and be perished, to go and stop doing the Aveir with Cosby through that saving Pinchas. He's not mechuyev to go and save Pinchas in a different way. He can go ahead and kill Pinchas. The Divir Cheskel in Simchav Gimel brings down b'shem godoil echod. We find this in Kovitz Degel Atiria, Simin Yud Gimel b'shem Nechel Kasiyoyov. The Reb Lozer Moshe Horvitz over here in his Chedushim says the same teretz. The reason why we hear Zimri does not have this eitzah to go and stop doing the meisah with Cosby and through that saving Pinchas, and Zimri is allowed to go and kill Pinchas instead, is because the Gemara says in Shavuos that if you'd chesem at the base, that someone who's in the middle of doing a maisa beer and with a isha, and she says to her husband that pirasti nida, and now she's a nida, he is not allowed to be purish by eva chai. He has to wait until his eva is mace, and then he can be purish from the isha. And the Gemara explains that yitzia hanol lo could be also. The yitzia with the eva chai has got the same isha as doing a maisa beer, a maisa knisa. Says the Zachrinim, therefore Zimri over here had no eitzah to go and be purged from Cosby, Be'evachai. He had to go and wait till his Eva is mace, and therefore, up till then, Pinchas will be able to kill him. So Zimri had no eitzah only to go and turn around and kill Pinchas. Therefore, he's got no eitzah to Yochel Atzila Bechem Evarif. But the Divri Chetzkel Tainas, that Lechoy over here, Zimri would be allowed to be purged, Be'evachai. Because in order to save Pinchas' life, he's going to allow to be over this Issa to be punished by Eivah Chai in order that Pinchas shouldn't be killed. And therefore, this won't be a Yishuv to go and tell us that the reason why Zimri is Yochel Atzila Bechem Eivarev is because Zimri can't be punished by Eivah Chai. Because over here, in order to save Pinchas' life, Zimri would have been allowed to go and be punished by Eivah Chai. And therefore, says the Divri Chesku, we have to say like the other Teretz of the Gali Masechta, like the Levush, that a nude of himself does not have this halacha of Yochel Atzila Bechem Eivarev. And the same teretz, like the Gali Masechta says from the Levush, the Chazanish also says the Chesh Mishpas in Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Dalet. The Gemara later on, on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shishon Nisim, Nasu Loi LePinchas. The six Nisim made to Pinchas. In the Medrash, there's other numbers, there's 10 Nisim, and one Medrash says Yud Beis Nisim, and our Gemara says, Shishon Nisim, Nasu Loi LePinchas. Echo, the first Nes was, Shehoye Loi LeZimri, Lifrish, Veloi Pirish. Zimri should have been Pirish, and he wasn't purged from Cosby, and this allowed Pinchas to go and kill Zimri, and through this stop the Magefa, which was going on over there in Klal Yisrael. The Ravid in his Asogis in his Suribir, Peikud Beis Halacha Dalet, says on what the Rambam writes, that the Kanoi is Mushubach, the Kanoi is a big Shvach for the Kanoi to go and kill the person who's been buried at Ramis. Says the Ravid, before the Kanoi goes ahead and kills the person who's been buried at Ramis, he has to go and be master him. He has to go and warn him and tell him that he is not allowed to do what he's doing, and otherwise he'll be killed. And if the Kanoi is going to kill the person who's been buried at Ramis without Asra, he is not Meshubach. The Ravid does not say what his Makor is. The Magen Mishnah over there says that the Makor of the Ravid is from this Gemara. The Ravid learned this Gemara, Shahuile Lezimri Lifrish Veloi Pirish, means that Zimri shouldn't be Pirish when Pinchas came along and warned him. And Pinchas told Zimri, you should know that if you're not going to be Purish, you're going to get killed. And Zimri didn't listen to him. This is the nest that Zimri didn't listen to Pinchas' Asra. And from here, the Rav learns that you're mechuyev to do Asra. Says the Magen Mishnah, but Halacha, you can say that you're not mechuyev to be master, because we only find Asra only in Chayv and Mises Bezdin. Over here, there's Halacha Mishvi Sinai that can only bring him by. So over here, there's no chayv as Asra. And the din of Shahul Lezimri Lifesh Vilei Pirish will stand when he saw that Pinchas tried to kill him. The first thing he should have done was been Pirish, and that wouldn't have allowed Pinchas to kill Zimri, like the Gemara says in Amud Aleph, that Pinchas could only kill him B'Shas Maisa. But the Ravid learns that this Gemara is telling us that a person who's coming along to kill someone, din can only bring him by, is Mechuyev first to give him Asra. Another point which the Achrinim discuss over here in the Gemara on the base is the chiva, the din of Kanoim Poigim Boy, we only find over here by Boy Laramis, is only Yisrael. Why over here did Pinchas go along and kill Cosby, who was a Goya? She's not Metzuva. She doesn't have a locha of not being Boy Laramis, and therefore why was Cosby Nerak? Why was she killed? Is the Rechaim in Pashas Pinchas says, the reason why she was killed is Midin Takola, like we find by Behema, in the Gemara Daf Nun Heim Adalef, that if someone's bought a Behema, you have to kill the Behema. Well, then over here, we killed Cosby, Pinchas killed Cosby because of Takola. And there's this Mashman Rambam in the Suribiya, Pekid Beis Halacha Yud, that the reason why all the Neshem Midian were killed was Midin Takola, like the Behema. And the Michas Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Ish Tes, that if you need a bezin of Chav Gimel, and by Cosby we didn't have any bezin over here. The Chasam Sefer in Parshas Pinchas says the reason why they killed Cosby was like the Pasuk says, Al Dvar Pa'ur, because there was also Avodah Zarah over there. Besides the Issa of Gilei Arayis, there's also a din of Dvar Pa'ur, there's also Avodah Zarah. And because of the Issa of Avodah Zarah, that's why they killed Cosby. So the Chiddush say that the reason why Cosby was killed was a different reason, the reason why Zimri was killed. Cosby was killed for the Avodah Zarah, and Zimri was killed midin of Boy Laramis Kanoim Poygin Boy. That's Ishtin Chasam Sefer in Parshas Pinchas. Al Kaponim, the Nafkimini is going to be whether if the reason why Cosby gets killed is not because of a dinner of Kanoim Poiginboy, she could be killed even later on also. And the Rogachov of Ibn Medayak is in the Psukim of Pashas Pinchas that Cosby did not need to be killed together with Zimri, even though there was a nest, that's what happened. But Cosby could be killed even without the Maisa with Zimri, because Cosby was killed either because of Takola or because of Dvar Pa'uriv, Avodah Zarah, not because of the Maisa beer of Kanoim Poiginboy, which needs Bashas Maisa. Therefore, Zimri had to be killed with Shas Maisa, but Cosby can be killed even later on also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.